Good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Miss Lori Mosley with the Downtown Visitors and Convention Bureau.
You're going to get it right one day. It's the Waxahachie Convention and Visitors Bureau. I love downtown. We promote downtown. That's our key attraction is downtown. But we use all of Waxahachie as our event space, too.
Yes.
We love everybody in Waxahachie. Everybody.
All the people. And Lori knows everything that goes on in this town.
Oh, no.
Lori.
No, I do not know everything. Don't put that on me.
Lori is your go-to for it. No.
I'll try. I'll dang sure try. That's for sure. Friendly operators are standing by.
You know what I'm excited about? There's chocolate. I can smell chocolate in the air in Waxahachie right now.
Yeah. What about some wine? Some good wine, too.
I smell chocolate and wine. Is there something going on tonight?
Tonight there is. It is ladies' night, and the feeling's right.
Because
it's Galentine's. It's a Galentine's theme. So you don't have to have a man to be able to go to ladies' night out.
No. So can you go if you're a guy, too?
You can go if you're a guy. But we're focusing on Galentine's at ladies'
like
night
that.
Out.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
That is going to be a lot of fun. Downtown merchants, participating stores are open with some discounts, open late for your shopping enjoyment.
Are the stores just going to have some wine and chocolate and stuff like that?
Well, the wine and chocolates, my friend Julie, is going to be on Saturday the 11th.
Oh, I thought it was the
The wine
stroll.
And chocolate stroll is on Saturday.
Oh, ignore
you know,
that.
And actually, Ladies Night Out is always the second Thursday evening of the month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's what that is. And so then, yes, you are right. Wine and chocolate stroll will be on Saturday.
Okay. I just combined those two.
Ladies Night Out is basically free to enter to participate in, but to sample the wine and chocolate on Saturday at those participating stores. Mm-hmm. It's just a small ticketed event.
Yeah. So,
and tickets are available online, or you can go to the Ellis County Museum the day of and purchase tickets. But the whole thing is all the stores are going to be open.
Yeah.
So you can shop till you drop.
That sounds
good.
On
Thursday and on Saturday.
Yes. All the things. You know what I love to do? I love to go. Well, I love all the stores. But have you seen the earring rack that Velvet Angel has down there?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty special.
It's a lot. And you get like three of them for like $40. Or I mean, there's some really good deal she always has going.
Sensory overload.
Yes. And I go in there and I try to pick three colors every time I go. Three totally different colors. Anyway, I digress. Okay, so Thursday is ladies' night. We are in this and looking forward to tonight. And this Saturday is the
wine and chocolate stroll.
Wine and chocolate stroll. And that is for the boys and girls to go and spend time.
Yes.
Snuggling and drinking wine and eating chocolate.
Yeah.
Your face.
Everybody's welcome. Yeah. I'm just like thinking.
Bless your heart.
I'm just thinking, Donnie Mosley is not doing that with me, so I hope one of my other friends will go.
Eric would do that with me, but he would only eat all the chocolate. That'd be his only thing. What else is going on?
You know, and then the other thing that we're really looking forward to is on Saturday, February the 18th, it is Hatchie Gras.
Hatchie Gras.
And that is basically beads, bands, and brews all around the downtown area.
Say that real fast.
Beads, bands, and brews. Beads, bands, and brews. Yeah, I can't say it too fast. You're trying to get me in trouble. I know what you're trying to do over there.
So what time of the day is that?
Well, you know, we're going to kick it off with the parade. The Odd Fellows and Rebeccas are hosting the parade this year. Mm-hmm. And it starts at Rail Yard Park, which is right there, you know, at the intersection of kind of Rogers and College, I guess you would, mm-hmm. down by the Red Caboose.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Kian and the Zydeco Masters down there playing to kick off that parade. And it's kind of going to go that cattle stampede route where they go straight down College to the courthouse, then back up Rogers back to Rail Yard Park. And so that's from 11 to 1. And then after 1 o'clock, that's when all the other participating restaurants are going to have live music at all of their different places. Atkins Seafood has got a crawfish boil. There's Transportainment, which are pedicabs. Like there's like 9 pedicabs that are going to be sponsored by the different businesses. So they can just take you from place to place up till it turns dark, I believe.
We're going to be like New Orleans.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be so much fun. Or those that love Key West, like what about Duval Street? It's kind of like Duval, kind of like New Orleans, kind of like all of that.
Yeah.
But it's going to be Hatchie style. It's Hatchie Gras.
I love it. That sounds like a lot of fun. So meanwhile, I'm going to be tomorrow. I'm going to be at lunchtime at 12:30. I'm going to go to Fingers to the Bone Barbecue and do a Facebook Live with La Quinta and Tish and Miss Bale. They're having Catfish Friday.
Oh, that's a good day to eat catfish on Friday.
So come out, eat some catfish with me at Fingers to the Bone. I'll be there at 12:30, or hop online and you can laugh at, I'm going to have Kevin there, you know.
Oh.
That's going to be, he's always entertaining.
Oh, yes.
He's a lot of fun.
Totally. Total fun. Total fun with the two of you.
And this Saturday, you know what it is?
What's that?
Dancing with the Ellis County Stars.
Oh, yes. Everybody's got to go online and vote and pledge some money.
Yes.
Help support the Texas Baptist Home.
Yes. I get to be a judge for that, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. You can. So I wonder.
So you're like the Carrie Ann whatever from Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know which one I'm going to be. I have to decide which personality. Okay. What if I was Simon? You think I could pull that off?
Simon's not on Dancing with the Stars. He's on American Idol.
Well, I'm guessing just judge. Like a judge, though. Just, like personality of a judge. I'm thinking I could take on like... Yeah, I didn't really watch...
You're being all judgy?
Yeah, I want to be all judgy and wear a white t-shirt.
Okay.
I might pull that off. Or I may just talk in an English accent the whole time.
Well, then that... There is a Dancing with the Stars judge that talks with a British accent. So be him.
Okay. It's done. So anyway, that's the Saturday.
People are going to think you're confused if you do Simon Cowell. They're going to go, she doesn't even know.
They're like, oh, bless her heart. Something's wrong with her.
Yes. He might be actually on America's Got Talent, too, now. Is he on that?
I don't even know.
I don't know. I just say stay away from Simon. I don't think anything good comes out of that. Just stay away.
And then we got Monday. We have the grand reopening for Jordan East Popcorn and Candy Company. And that is from 11:30 to noon on Monday. Looking forward to that. And she said she has a big secret announcement she's going to make. So stay tuned. We may do a live on that one, too, and see what her big secret announcement is.
Got that on my calendar. I love Jordan East.
I love Jordan East a whole lot. And what's your favorite popcorn?
Oh, you know, I love that jalapeno cheddar kind of. Yeah.
See, I'm more like the peanut butter and chocolate.
Okay.
So you're more the savory and spicy, and I'm like sweet.
Aww. We go
together.
You should
see how we're dressed today. Okay. What else is going on? All the things.
All the things.
On February 27th, I'm going to do a Facebook Live. Oh, this is something I wanted to tell everyone. So February the 27th, around 6 o'clock, I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live with the Ellis County Children's Theater at the First United Methodist Church. So if you don't know this, they also, besides like young kids, they have acting for young kids, high school students, and some even the parents and stuff. They put on productions, and they want people to come out and what do you call it? You're trying to, interview.
Audition?
Audition, thank you. You're auditioning for parts and stuff like that, but it's not just children. It's older kids, young adults and stuff like that. So pay attention to that and see if it's something that you can watch the Facebook Live. It's February the 27th on Monday at 6 p.m. and see if it's something that maybe you want to get involved in, or you have kids that want to get involved. And then, what else? March the 2nd.
Talking about the Chamber Banquet?
Yes.
Oh, the 95th annual Chamber Banquet?
Y'all, I'm telling you right now, if you've never been to the Chamber Banquet, this is the year to go.
That's what I've been hearing. Buzz on the street.
It's going to be amazing. Is it 4-day weekend, not 3-day weekend? I keep wanting to say 3-day weekend. 4-day weekends are even better than a 3-day weekend.
That's exactly why they call themselves 4-day weekend.
I love that. So it's 4-day weekend. Comedy is the master of ceremonies at this event, and it is going to be unbelievable. And tickets are for sale. You can go to the Chamber site. It's open. And so if you have friends who are going to, you know, maybe up for an award, or if you just want to come and check it out, it's going to be a good night. Lots of fun, all kinds of neat things going on. It's definitely something you want to see. And that is on March the 2nd at 6 p.m.
I'll be there.
What else you got? You got anything else?
You know, there's just so many great things that's going on in our community that we could talk for days. Mm-hmm. But that's why I like to say that we've got our website, visitwaxahachie.com, that you can go to. But new to our department, I just want people to be knowing this name and hearing this name. Her name is Danielle Gwynn, and she's our new cultural arts and programming manager. So she's going to be the one that's helping plan and coordinate all the fun festivities that happens at Rail Yard Park. And then also our music-friendly community initiative, and just all those things. So we're happy to welcome her to our team. She comes to us from Southwest Festivals, 10 plus years working out there and doing great there at Scarborough and Screams.
Oh, good.
And so she brings a wealth of knowledge and enthusiasm to our city. So
that's cool.
And it's going to be great.
Rail Yard is one of the nominees up for an award at the Chamber Awards.
Yeah, Network. Beautification Award, I believe.
So, I love it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, our time is up. Visit Waxahachie.com is the website you need to go to for all the information. And, of course, you can always contact the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce if you have questions. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Julie.
Bye now.